Support for this public radio podcast comes from Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, shrm.org.
Project Lifeline.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Home foreclosures have become an epidemic since the mortgage crisis. Last December, the government tried to help by freezing rates on adjustable loans. Today, another rescue attempt. Six major mortgage lenders are expected to announce Project Lifeline. Homeowners who are at least 90 days behind could be given extra time to renegotiate a more affordable mortgage. Stock market gained ground yesterday. We had the Dow edging up 57 to 12,240. The S&P added 7 points. The Nasdaq gained 15. Asian markets were up overnight. European shares are higher as well. In the grain markets, 2007 was the year of corn. The push for ethanol led farmers to plant the most corn since World War II. This year, wheat has stepped into the limelight, as Sean Ali reports from Chicago.
Slumping supplies and growing demand overseas have pushed the price of one type of American wheat to record highs, and other varieties are close behind. That's one reason Illinois farmer Joe White says he'll triple the amount of wheat he plants this year. Another reason is that corn is also getting expensive to grow. Just consider the price of corn seed.
I think I averaged $180 a bag last year, and that's going to be closer to $210 this year. That translates to about a $10 an acre increase in just the cost of seed corn.
High fertilizer prices could also sway farmers toward wheat. That's because wheat needs far less fertilizer than corn. Right now, market analysts are trying to figure out how much acreage farmers will switch to wheat. They'll get a better idea in late March. That's when the U.S. Department of Agriculture releases its first survey of farmers' planting intentions. I'm Sean Ali for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation Energy, working to provide responsible, sustainable energy to power America's future. Constellation Energy, the way energy works. By LendingTree, where you can choose up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. And by Medtronic, celebrating National Heart Month by encouraging women to reduce their risk of heart disease. More at goredforwomen.org.
The U.S. dollar has been in steady decline for the last 6 years. It may have eroded the buying power for American consumers, but it's been good for U.S. businesses that export their products. You see, a weaker dollar makes these goods cheaper overseas. This is especially true for the garment industry. KQED's Rob Schmitz has this report from Los Angeles.
A half dozen Latina women stand in an assembly line at a garment factory in gritty South L.A. They use drills to scuff up piles of jeans to give them that casual, lived-in look. More and more of these torn-up jeans are heading abroad. Ted Zaruvica owns Denim of Virtue. It's a small jeans company that's attracted the attention of a cadre of top celebrities. Zaruvica exports more than a third of these jeans to markets where the dollar is weak.
There's an international contingency now at every trade show. They're buying it a little deeper and with more confidence because of the dollar.
For years, the European Union kept out American garments by slapping on duties that doubled their retail cost. Now the euro is much stronger against the dollar, so these duties are less of a barrier. Ilsa Metchek heads the California Fashion Association. She uses the example of a garment that took $50 to make here.
That $50 garment to retail at $100 in Europe would be retailing for $200 because of the non-tariff duties. Now with the weakened dollar, it's equal. It's $100 here and $100 there.
What that means is for the U.S. garment industry, it's party time. At a trade show in L.A.'s Fashion District, thousands of buyers from around the world scrutinized the summer lines of U.S. designers. Antonios Marcos flew here to buy clothes for his 3 shops in Greece. Up until a couple of years ago, Marcos says he limited his wholesale shopping to Milan and Paris.
Now I'm in Los Angeles, I'm in New York, I'm in Las Vegas.
Marco sports oversized sunglasses and struts around the trade show, making order after order for made-in-the-USA clothes. But Marcos is torn. He can't help but feel he's hurting his fellow European designers. Right after he says this, though, he shrugs, visits another LA designer, and buys some more clothes, paying with valuable euros that will stay here in the U.S. economy. In Los Angeles, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
Last week, we aired a story on how the fashion world is dealing with these tough economic times. Marketplace's Jill Barshay spoke with luxury menswear designer Jane Barnes, known for her $300 shirts. Since the slowdown, Barnes has been asked by her customers to make more shirts under $200. The story prompted a reaction from listener Britt Davies in Buies Creek, North Carolina. He joins us now. Britt, what did you think of the story?
Well, I think what I had to chuckle about is the context of bringing $300 men's shirts down to a more affordable price point of, say, $200. And, you know, looking at my personal budget, I would hope to spend a total of $200 on, say, 5, 6, or 7 shirts.
When you consider the fact that the economy is slowing down, does it force you to really begin to adjust the way you're spending money on clothing?
Certainly. I know within my family, we certainly keep an eye on sales. I think my wife and I have focused on more classic lines, if you will, things that we can get more than one season out of. I think it's easy to be distracted when you're in the mall or other shopping centers to add things to your shopping cart and add things to your bill that you may or may not really need.
So here we have the government passing an economic stimulus plan. Is there any chance that you'll take a portion of your rebate check and spend it on clothing?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I suspect we'll try to save a little bit of that, but looking ahead, I suspect we might spend upwards of 50% of that on clothing for next holiday season.
Britt Davies, Director of Development at the Law School for Campbell University from Buies Creek, North Carolina. Nice visiting with you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
If you'd like to share your thoughts, you can visit the confessional at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.